I'm Andy Jackson, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Beautiful railway bridge of the Silvery Tay. Alas, I am very sorry to say that 90 lives have been taken away on the last Sabbath day of 1879, which will be remembered for a very long time. If you know your poets, and even if you don't, you will probably recognise those words immediately as being those of William McGonagall, who for many is the only Dundee poet they could name. But Dundee has been home and inspiration to many poets over the last 600 years. In the 50 years of the university's life, Dundee has earned the right to be described as Scotland's city of poetry. Many Scottish cities have a Macker, a kind of local poet laureate. Dundee's Macker is W.N. Herbert, described as prolific and fluent in both English and Scots. Herbert is a man of ideas, always taking an inventive and humorous view of his varied subjects. He's published 10 collections of poetry since the early 1990s, including 1996's Cabaret McGonagall, which was shortlisted for the prestigious Forward Prize. Subsequent collections include Forked Tongue, The Lorilude, and Omnesia. In 1983, he launched the magazine Gearfish, with one themed issue notably likening Dundee's creative energies to duende, referring to the Spanish word for an intangible energy or vibration. Herbert gleefully pointed out that it was no coincidence that duende was an anagram of Dundee. Over the last 5 decades, Dundee University has turned to many noted poets to fill the role of writer-in-residence, including Anne Stevenson, Douglas Dunn, Sean O'Brien, and more recently, John Burnside. Although Burnside may have hopped over the Tay to become Professor of Creative Writing at St Andrews University, his relationship with the city remains, and his 2013 collection of short stories, Something Like Happy, published by Jonathan Cape, contains Slut's Hair, a piece of prose that draws you inside a Dundee tenement, playing out a bleak domestic scene shot through with dusty, everyday magic. Burnside is firmly in the front rank of UK poets, and alongside him is Dundee's Don Paterson. Born in 1963, Paterson is well known as a poet, writer, and accomplished jazz musician. He left school to pursue a career as a musician in London, where eventually his collection Nil Nil was published in 1993 by Faber and Faber. He has gone on to publish a further 8 collections, as well as plays, radio dramas, and criticism. Paterson has won many awards, including the Whitbread Poetry Prize, the Forward Poetry Prize, and the T.S. Eliot Prize, the only poet to do so twice. Paterson received an OBE in 2008 and the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry in 2010. Other contemporary poets hailing from or active in Dundee at present include John Glenday and Tracy Hurd. In addition, the university has recognised the work of several poets by conferring honorary graduate status on them, including Carol Ann Duffy, the UK's current Poet Laureate. The university's contribution to sustaining and nurturing poetry in the last 50 years include the production of 3 editions of Seagate, a snapshot of Dundee poetry at a moment in time. The first Seagate appeared in 1975, Seagate 2 following a decade later, with a long gap until Seagate 3 revived the idea in 2016. In addition, Dundee University Press published Whaleback City in 2013, a summation of 6 centuries of poetry about the city of Dundee, reaching back into old Scots, contemporaries of Robert Burns, before moving on to the Victorian era, the 20th century Scots revival, and finishing up in the 21st century. However, it always comes back to McGonagall, not just the best-known Dundee poet, but arguably the most famous Dundonian of all. William Topas McGonagall, who was born in 1825, is often referred to as the worst poet in British literary history. As a young man, McGonagall moved from Edinburgh to Dundee and apprenticed as a hand loom weaver following in his father's footsteps. In 1846, he married Jean King, and they went on to have 5 sons and 2 daughters. McGonagall initially showed an interest in acting when he paid a theatre company to play the part of Macbeth. However, in true McGonagall style, he refused to die on stage, believing Macduff was attempting to upstage him. By the 1870s, McGonagall and his family were struggling financially. However, it was during one of the most difficult periods of his life that he became inspired to write. He wrote later that he seemed to feel a strange kind of feeling stealing over him, and remained so for about 5 minutes. A flame, as Lord Byron said, seemed to kindle up his entire frame, along with a strong desire to write poetry. Over his writing career, McGonagall wrote approximately 200 poems on subjects as diverse as the Tay Whale, Temperance, and the Tay Bridge disaster. All his work betrayed his unique style. Long, rambling, repetitive, clumsy rhythms, and terrible rhymes. But as anyone who has read them will concur, all possessed of a peculiar charm and wit, despite appearing to be the work of a complete amateur. In 1883, he wrote a poem to mark the inauguration of the University College Dundee, which opened with, "Good people of Dundee, your voices raise, and to Miss Baxter give great praise. Rejoice and sing and dance with glee, because she has founded a college in bonny Dundee." This extract perhaps exemplifies why his work so often serves as a caution both to readers and to aspiring poets. Perhaps, unsurprisingly, he died penniless in 1902 and was buried in an unmarked grave in Greyfriars Kirkyard in Edinburgh. Let us leave the last word to one of McGonagall's fellow poets. In 2003, the great Irish poet Seamus Heaney visited Dundee to give a lecture in which he described the University of Dundee as having its head in the clouds and its feet firmly on the ground. It falls again to a poet, as it so often does, to find the perfect words for a given situation. In this case, to offer the perfect summary of where Dundee University has been and where it has the potential to go in the next 50 years. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.